Did you, in the course of planning this new program, look at similar programs, say at Bear Lake and Rocky Mountain National Park or Maroon Lake?
Yeah, during the 7 years we've been working on this, we looked at all manner of examples of places that have used shuttles, places that haven't, and different management actions. And we tried to glean, you know, what we could from that. But you know what we found was every one of these places is just a little different. And I think that speaks to just the uniqueness of these popular places across the state.
Some people say that reservation and shuttle bus systems to places like Hanging Lake and Maroon Lake is giving rise to industrialized tourism. But at the same time, these places are over-enjoyed. And so the argument could be made that you're just trying to protect a delicate ecosystem. How do you balance those two arguments?
You know, I said earlier that shuttle systems aren't necessarily unique, but I do think this type of management is something we're going to need to look at as land managers a lot more frequently in the future. Hanging Lake is a great example of a place that is beautiful, a huge attractor for people, and just flat out, too many people are coming to see it all at once. So the Hanging Lake kind of example is just one of many we see across Colorado, places where the local communities and local land managers had to really look at creative solutions to say, hey, how can we continue to keep this open, but do so sustainably and responsibly? You know, the big takeaway here is we want these places to remain open and beautiful for generations to come. We think this reservation system, shuttle system, and the management plan gets us just at that goal.
Aaron, I know there'll be multiple round-trip bus journeys between Glenwood and Hanging Lake each day. Did you get a sense for how long the average visitor spends at Hanging Lake? And was there any allowance given for maybe people who don't want to spend all that long there, won't hike the full trail, for example, or for people who want to spend much of their day there?
It's a good question, and it's one we've thought about for years now. I say that because we've done surveys and capacity studies and data collection and all manner of science behind what brought us to the management plan. And one of those metrics was we found that the average visit to Hanging Lake spends 3 hours round trip from car to car. And so that was the basis for our planning. I don't know exactly the number per day. The city of Glenwood Springs might have that number on hand, but I do know they're going to be running from 6:45 in the morning to about 8 o'clock at night, taking into consideration the average 3 hour round trip. That's how many buses will run. Now, I'll say that, you know, because we're starting this thing, for the very first shuttle is going to run on May 1st. There's going to be an adaptive component to this, absolutely. Right now, we're asking visitors to, if they think that, you know, they're going to hike a little slower or they want to take a little more time, or conversely, they're going to do it quicker and want to run up the trail, to let the bus driver and let the shuttle operator know that, so that they can help plan that into their numbers. But there's a whole system in place to kind of account for folks who might hike a little slower, they can catch the next bus, and conversely, hike a little faster, they might be able to catch one back. We're trying to be flexible to really make this thing work. And we can only plan so much, and I think we've got a good plan, but come May 1st, we'll really get to put this thing into practice and see how it works.